This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One briefcase. One moment. Could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better, because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hello and welcome to the Karsh and Anderson program. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, Kang behind the glass. Hey, what's that? Blue sky?
Yeah, right?
Huh. How about that?
Yeah, don't get used to it.
No, I'm not going to, but
supposed to get to like 50 over the weekend.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you a funny question this morning, Doug, because it was a little different driving in this morning. I was going to ask you, do we talk about fog enough? Not a topic or anything. Just a question.
It was foggy.
Should we be in our personal lives? We should all be discussing fog more frequently.
It was foggy this morning.
It was foggy.
Now it's cleared up.
You know, and fog means it's eerie.
Like it's like fog. Like how many owls you see on your way to work?
I don't know.
Like owls freaking out.
There were merge issues today. I noticed, and I think it was because of the fog.
I could see that.
Yeah, I wasn't almost in an accident, but I was in a dicey merge situation. And I'm like, people.
Right. Yeah. When you're in the merge situation, there's a trust factor.
Oh, there's a lot of trust factors.
And you don't really trust the other person to do the right thing.
No, and the people in front of me weren't merging. And then they decided, like,
Zipper.
Right, yeah. And then I had an opening and I merged. And then a car that was in front of me who then cut me off, and I'm just like, all right. And it's always a guy, like, you can't just smash into a car, nor would I choose to, but right. If you do from behind, you're at fault. So I guess it would have been on me, but it was a hard brake situation.
Oh, a brake check.
Yeah. So, but yeah, the fog led to merge issues, but survived it. Okay. So Brad Holmes speaks today at 4:00 in a news conference that we'd be heard here on 97.1. If he says something that speaks to you, what is it? What do you want to hear from Brad Holmes today that has you saying, there you go, Brad. That's what I'm talking about. What is it that Brad Holmes can say that makes you get fired up, that appeases you as a Lions fan? There you go, Brad. That's what I'm talking about.
I think if he came out and said something to the effect of, we've got spots in our starting lineup that need to be filled, and we're going to fill those spots with new faces, I think fans would be like, okay, that's a step in the right direction. That means he's going to spend in free agency, going to get involved with trades, or they envision somebody they're drafting is going to step right into the starting lineup. I think that's what fans want to hear, that they're going to spend. And maybe it's also, we know we don't have, right now it doesn't look like we have cap space, but we can create some, and we're going to go ahead and do that so that we can make sure we add to this roster. This is a championship caliber team, and we have to keep treating it as such. And to keep treating it as such, we have to improve. And we're going to improve this offseason.
I don't know how specific he'll get, but I do want him to imply that a veteran center will be added to this roster. I think that is a must for this offseason. I'm sure he's going to talk about Taylor Decker and contingency plans for Taylor Decker, but I would really, really like to see, to have him, because that's not a position that I want to go into next year with a rookie. Even if he's a highly run, best center in the draft. No, I don't want a rookie. This is a team that's trying to win now, and that is a position that so much is counted on in such a important way that I'll just go ahead and say that I want an implication coming out of this that they are going to address that with a veteran. 248-539-9797. Want to hear from you, though. Your opinions matter to us, and we're really intrigued. What do you want to hear from Brad Holmes that has you saying, "There you go, Brad. That's what I'm talking about." 248-539-9797. Let's get to your phone calls. Open lines here on 97.1. You want to keep talking Pistons? We open the show with Pistons. Love what our basketball team is doing in Detroit. Certainly love taking your Piston calls. College football, you got Red Wings in action tonight. Vancouver? Is it Vancouver tonight?
Vank.
Okay. Amongst others, NFL playoffs, college football playoffs all going on. Transfer portal, et cetera, et cetera. So busy time. We go to Greg in Brownstown. You're on 97.1. Hi, Greg.
Morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Okay. All right.
So I think Brad Holmes should make a big splash and hire Mike McDaniel. He just got fired. I'm not sure if they actually work together in Miami with Dan Campbell, but that dude's an offensive guru.
Yeah, they apparently don't have much of a connection at all. There's a very minor one that they both worked with a same coach in at Texas A&M, I think is what I just saw somebody tweet out.
He's used to an immobile quarterback, so it'd be a perfect fit.
Yeah, Nolan Bianchi said they do have a mutual connection in Mike Sherman, who Campbell overlapped with as a player at A&M and a coach at Miami. McDaniel was an offensive assistant to Sherman in Houston, and that's the connection. Well, I would imagine that he's going to get head coaching offers, but if he is,
really? You think so?
Yeah, the guy was 35-33 at Miami. They had a losing. They missed the playoffs the last 2 years, but their situation was a bit of a mess, and I don't think it was his fault that it was a mess. They had a quarterback situation where you got a guy who is constantly concussed or injured otherwise, and you lost Tyreek Hill, which was a big loss. I think there are reasons you can explain away why the record went south. I think he's a good football coach, or a good football mind anyway, and he'll likely get an opportunity. There's 8 openings. You know, 7 for him because Miami is one of them, but that's a lot of openings in the league.
Well, he's the next closest thing I could think of to a Ben Johnson. If we can make a splash with that, maybe he wants to take a year off to regroup and think about what next head coaching job he wants to get. I think it'd be a perfect fit, man. I think we should really try to make a move for him.
Yeah, hopefully he doesn't take his shirt off.
248-539-9797. Feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox. If I were Brad, I would cancel today's press conference. I would fly to Miami and camp on McDaniel's porch. That's from an unnamed texter. Who more could McDaniel learn leadership from than Dan Campbell? It's literally the perfect marriage. Next text. McDaniel should be our next OC. Pay him what he wants plus 10%. Let's go. That's from Martin at work. Next text. Max from Redford. He's a slam dunk OC at the right price. Detroit has offensive pieces that are certainly appealing to any coach, and they just missed the playoffs this year. Next text.
Price shouldn't matter. I mean, if he's gonna be an OC, if he's not gonna take a head coaching job, if he doesn't get offered one, price shouldn't matter. There's no salary cap on coaches.
Nope. Next text. This one's interesting. I've never seen a city and a fan base so obsessed with big names and with guys who get fired than Detroit. I don't think Detroit is particularly unique in that regard. Yeah, Detroit's the fan base that's obsessed with big names. Yes, only here in Detroit. Because big names usually imply really well-established great players. we're the only ones that are obsessed with adding great players. We're the only ones that are obsessed when a big name becomes available, asking the question whether or not he makes sense here. Really? 248-539-9797. Brad Holmes speaks today at 4 o'clock. What could he say that speaks to you where you walk away saying, there you go, Brad. That's what I'm talking about. Just a reminder, you can stream the show using the Odyssey app. Get it for your mobile device today. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Then you can listen to this show and all the shows here on 97.1 anywhere in the United States. You can also stream through our website, 971theticket.com, where Evan posted Champ and Chump a couple days ago if you want to see who won Champ and Chump at the weekend. We got video with Twitch and YouTube. Go to twitch.tv and youtube.com. Then you can watch this fine radio product. Just go to the search bar at the top and type in 971 The Ticket. There is streaming chat on both those sites where you, sometimes we read those on the air, but you can participate with all the folks that hang out in those spots, plus watch the show. Twitch.tv and youtube.com. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1. Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Brad Holmes speaks today at 4 o'clock. What do you want to hear from him? A little more follow-up here on the breaking news in the NFL, which could have an impact on us, and that's how we kind of topic everything. Is how does this impact us here in Detroit? Mike McDaniel fired as the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. Mike McDaniel is considered a creative, innovative offensive mind, does really innovative stuff with motions and in the run game, and yet, you know, as a head coach, not the same results there. Not, I guess, the results that Stephen Ross, the owner down there, wanted. So he's fired. There's some more insight into the firing. But our question, of course, is does he make sense here in Detroit? So we got kind of got two things going here Lions wise. We will take your Piston calls. They're obviously top of mind. Another win last night as they rolled out. Well, I'm a lineup without Cade Cunningham, without Jalen Duren, and didn't matter without Tobias Harris, and still run away and hide from the Bulls when it was all said and done. So we'll take those calls as well. But what do you want to hear from Brad Holmes today? What makes you say, that's what I'm talking about, Brad? But this is on Mike McDaniel from Jeff Darlington, who is a ESPN reporter who covers that team. So they met on Tuesday, McDaniel and Stephen Ross. And McDaniel reports that after that meeting, Ross was very conflicted. Here's what he reports. He really likes Mike, loves his intelligence and offensive mind, but Tuesday's meeting resulted in some hard thoughts. Ross didn't feel like the results were there, and despite the end of year production, Ross simply wasn't comfortable moving forward with the status quo. Now, for the elephant in the room, I'm told the Dolphins have not yet been in touch with John Harbaugh or anybody in his camp, and people close to the decision are adamant this decision to move away from McDaniel is independent of Harbaugh's availability. I'm told the Dolphins will conduct a head coaching search after a GM is in place, which should be in the next few days. Yes, it obviously could lead to discussions with Harbaugh. And yes, one of the GM candidates, Chad Alexander, is very close to Harbaugh. But people close to the situation tell me the decision to fire Mike would have been made either way. It's not a straight line between John Harbaugh's availability and McDaniel losing his job.
At least they're saying that.
Yep. Expect John Harbaugh to be named the head coach of the Dolphins in 3-2.
Right?
No, I'm not that cynical, but.
I'm curious to see if how teams handle their situations. There are, I think, 3 or 4 GM jobs that are open. Are they going to hire GMs before they hire coaches? Or are they going to go with the Lions method? And that is just, you know, find two that they think would work well together and hire the coach before the GM.
This is if you don't want this coach, we don't want you as our GM kind of deal. But. Let's go to Kevin in St. Clair. You're on 97.1. Hi, Kevin.
Hey to you all.
Hello, Kevin.
Hi, guys. Good to talk to you again. Happy New Year.
You too.
Thank you. Same to you.
I know Brad will never say it, and this might get you guys go crazy, but I'd love to see him say he's going to hire a game management coach. And Dan Campbell's a good football coach. He is not a good game management coach. Both things can be true.
So yesterday this topic came up, and last night I Google searched whether or not the Lions have a specific game management coach. And I got to double check this and make sure.
I don't think they do.
Well, according to Google, they do. But let me just double check on the coaching staff, because I was really surprised.
Here's my thing. And I'll try to be brief. But, you know, when he made mistakes when he first got here, when they weren't very good, it was he's a new coach. He's learning his way, you know, blah, blah, blah. Okay. And this isn't about just necessarily all going for it on all the fourth downs. There's obviously times when it's appropriate, and there's times when it's not. And the times when it's not, and he does it, I don't know why he does it. I'm not a psychiatrist, but it just, some of them just don't make sense. And to me, the highlight was the NFC Championship game. You know, yeah, those passes should have been caught, but they weren't. And a field goal attempt or pin the Niners deep, and it goes on and on. I mean, even in the last game against Chicago, he wants to run a pass play to Jared Goff. Now, the game didn't mean anything, but it's like, come on. And those are the things that, my opinion, is going to hold this team back.
So I'm just curious, because I don't like when people bring up the NFC Championship game, because, okay, so if it goes the other way, if they convert those plays, are you questioning those plays after the game if the Lions win?
Yes, I still would have.
All right,
I'm watching the game objectively, trying to watch it objectively. And I've been glad if it worked out.
I kind of feel like this is one of those deals where if you're in a relationship – and you agree to be in said relationship with your significant other, nobody's perfect, and you're kind of accepting whatever flaws they have, which, you know, you accept them. In your view, Kevin, his flaws are also something that's kind of part of his strength. Like, if we sat down and documented where his fourth down successes led directly to wins, I think you might be surprised at how that might tip the scales. The Lions do have a game management coach. Found a couple stories about it to confirm what I found on Google. It is Don Muehlbach. So he still does it. He's still with the organization, rather. Dan Campbell still with a game management coach. So it's not something he doesn't have. Makes the decisions to go for it when he goes for it. I thought he got too aggressive this year because I don't think the offense was as efficient. It all starts with the offensive line. If they fix the offensive line in this offseason, I think his fourth down calls, his success rate will go up. But, hey, man, look, it's what you get when you get Dan Campbell. You get the good and, in your view, the bad. These are risk-reward calls. If they were easy calls, everybody would go for it on fourth down all the time. He's willing to take the chance. He trusts his offense, and I suppose he trusts his defense. This year, I thought he trusted his offense maybe a tad too much because the offense just wasn't as good. Like, it's a percentage play. When you have the offense with the offensive line they had last year, the percentage of getting 3 yards on fourth and three were better.
Yeah.
Or fourth and two, where run is really in play. I mean, what was the game where they went for it on fourth down and – I think it was the Minnesota game, right? They had a fourth and two, and he handed it off, and it was a two-yard loss. I'm pretty sure it was the Minnesota game, but, you know, that's a – and he later said, I wish I'd had a better play call there.
The first Minnesota game?
Yeah, the one in Detroit. You know, that's an example of – but anyway, they do have a game management coach. A long way of saying it, and it's Don Muehlbach. David in Clinton Township, you're next. Hi, David.
Hey, so Don Muehlbach – when he dies, they could shred his ashes at the 50. He's been here forever. Jeez. Anyway, the game management coach should be Dan Campbell. And I'm a huge Dan Campbell fan. But how would the Lions' fortunes be different if 5 years ago they had hired Sean Payton instead? And what I want to hear Brad Holmes say is we're going to hire a high-profile defensive consultant to help with our highly in-team DC right now. And see if we can make it, and see if we can improve it that way.
You want him to bring in a high profile defensive assistant coach.
Not an assistant coach, a consultant. Like back when he first came on, he hired the guy that used to coach the Giants as a defensive consultant to help get things in place. I wanted them to do that again with a young head coach. The reason I don't want to get rid of the head coach is he's popular. If we could help him be a better coach, I think that would be the best of both worlds. Let's bring in a consultant.
Okay. I'm kind of trying to go back and remember who it was.
And then after he left the Giants, he was like the first head coach of the Panthers. He was the first head coach of the Panthers.
I'm completely blanking.
I can't remember his name.
Was it Tom Coughlin?
Was he here?
I thought he was for
the they brought
half
him
second.
In for as a consultant when they first came in. Because all the coaches were relatively new. So it was a good idea. I think you should do the same thing as a defensive consultant. If it were 10 years ago, I'd say bring in Brian Billick, but the guy's probably too flipping old right now.
It's an interesting thought. I mean, look, there's, you know, nobody's perfect. Everybody can use an extra set of knowledgeable eyeballs on a situation. So I'm not against that. 248-539-9797. Kurt, I'm a sell. You're next on 97.1. Hi, Kurt.
Hi. What I want Brad to say and what he's going to say, I think, are two completely different things. I think he's going to say how close we were to getting to the playoffs, that our record was only a half a game. Sure, the Packers beat us both games, but we were only like a half game.
Right, but what do you want him to say?
What I want him to say is he's going to do something. He's going to come and he sees the problems and he's going to do something. But I think he's going to say how close we were. We were almost there. And we were just, you know, injuries and this one move or this.
But when you say you want him to do something, when you say you want him to say he's going to do something,
want him to notice the problems and then say, we understand that there's these glaring issues.
Acknowledge what the issues are, or give his two cents on what the issues are and how he plans on addressing them.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything
wrong with
that.
And I don't think he's going to do any of that.
Well, whether he does, that's not really the topic. The topic is, what do you want him to say? And I think what you had to say about that is, I think that's a reasonable expectation.
Yeah, I think it is too. And I think that
I don't think he'll avoid that.
He might be surprised with what he has to say, because I think Dan Campbell's already, you know, these guys have a similar mind, right? When Dan Campbell speaks in front of the media and says things like, we're going to have some new faces. We're going to do a deeper dive and find what the root problems are and fix them. That doesn't sound like, oh yeah, we're just bringing everybody back and we're going to run it back next year. It sounds like he's got a plan that, we know we have to add some new faces to this team. Now, will Brad Holmes say that today? I think he might say something similar to that.
I think he might, yeah. I was John Fox was the defensive consultant.
Was that the guy?
Okay. Yeah, so there you go. More of your phone calls and feedback. Hey, look, Brad Holmes is going to speak today. What can he say that makes you say, that's what I'm talking about? There you go, Brad. 248-539-9797. We have another edition of Who's on Top coming up in the noon hour. You know, I'm going to show you the topic. What do you think of that topic for Who's on Top?
Broad. What's that? Very broad.
Yes. Well, it's all domestic. We'll get to that.
We have to have a definition.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
eight Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away two Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yes, we will get to that in the noon hour here on Carson Anderson on 97.1. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1. Hope everybody's doing well out there. Brad Holmes speaks today. What do you want him to say? I want him to say, you know, I listen to Carson Anderson and I like the mock draft segment. You think he'll say that?
You know, I listened the other day and I said, I want to eat that.
He plays along with that. Are you going to eat that?
I would eat that. I mean, sometimes it's too much bacon, but I want to eat that.
So, Brad, there's an open invite to come sit down. If you ever want to come in for like an hour, Brad Holmes, and just talk about stuff.
The underscore homie.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Thomas in Detroit. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How we doing, sir?
I think I'm doing good. First off, I think the Lions should do whatever they got to do to get Mike McDaniels in the building to work with that offense so Dan Campbell can free himself up to observe the overall look at the team.
Yeah.
I think Brad Holmes needs to acknowledge what he needs to do to rebuild that interior line and the defensive line, because the games is won in the trenches. And what pisses me off the last couple of weeks is these people coming down on Shep. Aaron Glenn got that same criticism his first 2 years. And until that, you know, close to the end of the year when the team started getting it together, when they could have made the playoffs, when they beat Green Bay, they gave Aaron Glenn that same kind of hell. You got to, I mean, at the end of the day, you need better defensive personnel that he can work with. Of course, he probably need to change the stuff up, kind of learn what your players do best. Because I remember hearing an interview with Tyleek Williams, and I think he said he was more of a stunt technique lineman. And they ask him to do different things. So just try and work and see what your players do better. Yeah,
Thomas, I don't think that there are too many people calling for the replacement of Calvin Shepard. There's been some, but
there's a little bit of it.
I think it's understood.
It's been a few calls.
Hey, I can only speak to what happens between 10 and 2, and I think we've gotten like two or three texts, and that's it. Maybe a call or two, but it isn't an overwhelming number. But sure, I mean, look, there's – I'm patient with Calvin Shepard. I think that if we've made it here to Thursday and he hasn't been replaced, I think there's a really good chance he's coming back next year, and they probably want to see what he can do with a healthy defense. I like what you had to say about what you hope Brad Holmes says, and it falls in line with what I hope he says. I hope he says, and I doubt he'll go this far, but we need to bring in a veteran center that can anchor our offensive line. Because there's a couple things that you always have to remember is anything they say might impact guys who are currently on the roster, who might be counted on at some point. So if you basically come out and say, we want to go get a veteran center. Well, if you don't, if you can't get that guy, what of that message did you send to the guys that are going to have to fill in and do it, right? So that's what I'd like him to say. I suspect he probably won't, but I want the implication. I use the word implication at the beginning. I want the implication because that is the one position on this team I don't want to see filled by a draft pick.
Offensive line?
Yeah, basically center.
I'd love for them to be able to afford the center if he becomes available. If Linderbaum is available, I'd love to see him go ahead and afford him. But
If he becomes available.
There's two things. Yeah, he has to be available, first of all. And second of all, do you have the money freed up or can you free up the money to get him? And there are ways to do it. They might be uncomfortable, but you can do it.
248-539-9797. We go to Nick and Shelby. You're next. Hello, Nick.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
It's going great.
Good. So my biggest thing, there's a couple points I like to make is obviously we want to free up some cap space. And I know some people are not going to be happy about it, but I think to me is Jared Goff. Can we restructure his contract? Obviously, if he's going to be here longer term, I still think he's the guy. I still think he can bring us to the Super Bowl. He's not the main problem. There's some things he needs to do better, but he's not the main problem. Secondly, is figure out, is Ragnow going to be a guy that could possibly come back? Is he going to make a comeback? And the other thing is Deckard. What's going to happen with those two? We need to know that more sooner than later.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was, just real quick to follow up on that, I thought it was really telling that Dan Campbell acknowledged that pretty outwardly on Monday when he met with the media. Hey, we're not going to get caught with our pants down here.
Correct.
Yep.
Thirdly, I love Mike McDaniel. I think as the Dolphins just fired him, I think he's a guy you got to think about. Would he want to be an OC? Would he take that kind of a job? I think that would be another guy that we really need to look into.
Well,
I like Shepard. I think Shepard's a good, still has a DC.
Shepard, we'll see with Shepard. I'm not sold on Shepard, and I'm also not going to be intoxicated by his meetings with the media. I think he's really fun to listen to, but you know, that doesn't mean he's a great coach. And I've fallen for that before. Guys who are good with the media. Oh, he's a good coach because he tells you a lot of stuff. You learn a lot, but that doesn't mean they're a good coach. His news conferences, I find very entertaining and insightful. But as far as Mike McDaniel's concerned, like this is a call I really hope they make and just say, hey, look, got it. You want to be a head coach. I'd want to be a head coach too. But if you don't get that job this cycle, hey, guess what? You come up here, you're the offensive coordinator for Goff, LaPorta, Amon-Ra, J-Mo, Gibbs, Montgomery. You know what you're going to do? You're going to kill it. And then you're going to turn around and get that head coaching job you want.
Yeah, and they're going to lean on Hank Fraley to get the offensive line right.
Yeah, yep.
And that has to happen.
248-539-9797. Brad Holmes speaks today at 4 o'clock. What can he say that makes you say, there you go, Brad. That's what I'm talking about. We go to Tom and Clinton. You're next. Hi, Tom.
Hey, this is Tom and Quincy. How you guys doing?
Okay, Tom, you might need to take us off speaker because there's a lot of background noise.
Okay, hold on a second.
All right, while you're doing that, I'll read some texts as they come in. I want to hear some humility from Brad just so he realizes his mistakes, just to know he realizes his mistakes.
All right. Can you hear me?
We can.
That's from an unnamed texter, by the way. And yes, Tom, we got you now. Much better.
Oh, all right. Great. Hey, yeah. So I'm the guy who wears Ragnow's jersey every time the Lions play. I am a fan of this guy. He's irreplaceable. However, that being said, that's what trades are for. The draft only goes so deep. I mean, you're prepping guys. Let's face it. On the line, it's hard to come out of college and go into the pros. You got to trade up. You got to beef up that line. You got to open those holes so that running game can come around. And I've got a fog story, if and when you want to hear that.
Well, hold on. So you want him to say that he's going to trade up to address the line?
Yes, I want that line. I want that to be a mountain on that line. I don't want anybody to hurt our quarterback, and I want those holes to get broken open so our running backs can do their jobs.
Interesting. Okay. What's your fog story?
All right. So my fog story is 2 days ago. I'm recently retired. I'm fortunate enough. I'm 58. I'm retired. I have an 83-year-old aunt, my dad's sister, one of the only two that are still alive. She calls me up 2 days ago. She goes, Thomas, I got to pick up my prescriptions at Walmart. I want to know if you could take me. I said, sure, Aunt Teresa, I can take you. She goes, well, while we're there, I'm going to need to get groceries too. I said, okay. I said, how about we do it tomorrow at noon? And she goes, fine. So yesterday comes, I get all dressed and shaved and get ready to head out the door. She calls me up. She says, my girlfriend called. She wants to go to lunch. I'm going to cancel. I'm going to go have lunch with her. I'm like, okay. And I go home. Later on, I see my wife. I said, I've never been dumped by an 83-year-old woman before, but that's my fog story. All because of the fog is why I got dumped by my 83-year-old aunt.
I thought you got dumped because she wanted to go out to lunch with her friend.
Right, right, exactly. But originally it all started, she wanted me to take her for the fog. No problem, Aunt Teresa, I'll take you.
Okay.
But the following day, the fog lifted a little, and she's like, it's not that bad. I can get through it. And I'm like, oh, all right, no problem, Aunt Teresa. Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Okay, thank you, Tom.
Well, he's willing to take care of his aunt. Yeah.
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Got a college football playoff game tonight. On a scale of 1 to 10, how locked in are you going to be on that game? Or are you going to be locked in on the Red Wings Vancouver?
It'll be more so college football than the Wings. But what time does college football start?
7:30.
So that's going to be overlapping, huh? Yeah. Fortunately, with intermissions, it gives you time to watch. That's 15 minutes of straight football you get to
flip
watch.
Flip around.
But I'll probably watch more football.
Will you?
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I mean, I kind of like that they spread these out over two nights.
You do?
We got tonight's game, and then we got tomorrow, Oregon, Indiana. So, hey, a B1G team's going to play for a natty 3 years in a row.
That's true.
And maybe win three in a row with three different teams. Look, there's no guarantee that an SEC team will play for the title. They did last year, right? Oh, no, they didn't. They did the year before, right? Oh, no, they didn't.
Oh, boy.
Huh. I just realized their absence from the national championship games.
Did you?
Yeah.
This just came to your mind?
Yep. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Raj in Dearborn. You're next. Hi, Raj.
Hey, guys. Really nice listening to you guys. You know.
Thank you.
One question I have is Kelvin Shepard. I don't have any qualms about him. We are going to give him a long rope. I see him, he is adaptable. But the problem I see is every time when we have a defense, we always end up in man defense. Why can't we always have adaptability? Like, hey, we have a man, it's not working out. So half time, change it to zone.
So
challenge the other team, you know?
You asked the question why, and I can give you a possible answer. The possible answer might be the following. We've built our defense around guys that we want to play man defense. Their strength is man defense, and they're better at man defense than they are at zone. So we don't want to ask guys who aren't as good at it to play a system that we didn't bring them into play. That might be the answer, Raj. I don't know that that's the answer, but you ask the question why, that might be the reason why.
But is it really hard to always adapt, change? Because these are professionals, right? So
it's not quite the same, but you wouldn't say, hey, we want to run the quarterback more when you have Jared Goff. Why don't we do more QB run with Jared Goff? It might not be their strength. But hey, you know, we'll see what Calvin Shepard does moving forward. It was way more zone in the finale, apparently, than it was in any other game leading up to that.
Yeah, so, be nice to have a healthy team to work with again.
Yeah, I mean, this might have been a product. Okay, let's see if this works because we're out of it. We've been curious, but we really trust our guys in man.
I mean, I think it's impressive to a degree that they were able to compete with teams. You know, like every other team in the league has to deal with injuries, and the Lions are no different. Do the Lions have more than just about every team to deal with? They do, but it's not every team. It is a little impressive that they were able to kind of not only stay in games, but thrive defensively at times with the Legion of Whom back there and with a defensive line that just wasn't anywhere near what you thought it was going to be, because you're getting guys back. You figured that, particularly in the middle,
right,
that the tackles were going to be a force, and they just weren't. So we'll see what they do moving forward. They're going to have to add new pieces. And I'm curious which pieces they're going to hang on to that they desperately want to hang on to through free agency, and which players they're like, yeah, no, you can go. We're moving on.
248-539-9797. Aaron is next. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Yeah, so I've seen a lot of fans being enamored about some of these offensive coordinator names out. And as intriguing as like Mike McDaniels would be with the offense, the firepower that we have, I'm not so sure Dan Campbell is quite ready to really relinquish total control of the offense.
I think you're right.
Because as you, even going back to that bite the kneecap press conference that he had when he got hired, like he always talked about how he was, the certain ways he wants the offense to be played, the certain ways that he wants the defense. And even when Aaron Glenn was here, you know, he would talk about how, with regards to the defense, he would kind of let Aaron Glenn do his thinking, but the offense, he had his fingerprints all over it.
Yep.
So with that being said, I don't think he's going to be hiring these guys that already have a certain offensive system in place.
Yeah, so you very well might be right, Aaron. It's funny. I thought there was about a 5% chance he'd be calling plays next year, and then I listened to him speak Monday, and I realized, ooh, I might need to be a little bit more open-minded to that, or I might need to realize that that might be more in play. I want him to get an offensive coordinator, but it might be more in play, Aaron. Right. You're right.
And frankly, though, like, I mean, I'm not so sure. I mean, if we had a decent amount of, you know, if the offensive line played halfway better than they did, like, I don't even think it would have been more of as much of an issue, honestly. But with that being said, regarding the defense itself and Calvin Shepard, I mean, Dan Campbell already hired some pretty, you know, the defensive line coach is well respected and has, it's kind of shielding him and has a lot of experience. So I don't know how much additional experience, kind of coaches he needs. It seems like even Dan Campbell in that press conference when he got hired, there's a certain style that he wants the defense to play in. Honestly, Calvin Shepard and him are like one-on-one in how they want to play defense. I don't really see them changing.
They probably are. I mean, you do, if you want to play, the skill set to play man coverage, a lot of man coverage is pretty important. And if you ask that guy to suddenly start playing zone, you know, it's a little bit of fish out of water. Some guys can do both. I mean, if you can do both, you're great, right? I mean,
correct.
But they are, it takes a different skill set. It's not just, hey, in zone, you just stand there looking at the quarterback. 248-539-9797. Feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox. I don't see a scenario where Campbell and McDaniel work together. McDaniel's too much of a weirdo for Campbell. Stefanski or McCarthy would be awesome. That's from Pete in Cedar Springs. Unnamed texter, the problem with openly expressing needs, the team generates demand, and demand increases prices. Keep those needs close to the vest. Or you're talking about what you want to hear Brad Holmes say. There's truth to that, right? I mean, you don't come out and show all your cards.
No.
That's why I use the term imply. I want him to imply. I want to feel better about them getting a veteran center.
They're not going
to
be specific. I can't imagine that. No. I think you can say something to the effect of, you know, we have to improve our offensive line play with bringing in some new faces. And without being specific, that what you're knowing is that they're going to be in the market to add some new faces. That's it.
These coaches, owners, and GMs can't say too much to throw anybody under the bus. But if he's going to say anything, I hope that he would say that he is going to do everything within his power to get this team back to the NFC Championship game this coming year. That's from Chad in a truck. Unnamed texter, guys, I want him to say he didn't do enough to address the O-line last year because that means he's going to go above and beyond this year. Chris in East Lansing says, I need Brad to acknowledge that they need to look outside the draft to make the team better. Attention to both lines, that we are in a winning window now, and overall, like he wants to win his first Super Bowl here before focusing on his second. That's from Chris in East Lansing. 248-539-9797. What do you want Brad Holmes to say today when he meets with the media at 4 o'clock next hour? We're going to pare down who we want to win the Super Bowl. And more specifically, who we don't want to win the Super Bowl. So we're going to, like, black Sharpie. We're going to get the black Sharpie out, and we're going to cross off some teams that we absolutely do not want to win the Super Bowl. 248-539. And by process of elimination, we'll end up with a team. We'll just keep narrowing it down. Now, this will be based on your wants and needs, Scott. My wants and needs, Kang, I want your 2 cents, but also Detroit's. Like, who should we actively want to be sure doesn't? I mean, there's some obvious ones, but then the subtleties of the rest of them. Who do we need to give the black Sharpie treatment to? Let's go to Kyle in Woodhaven. You're next. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
So one thing that I would hope that he touches on, which he probably won't, is why they're looking at Blau as the offensive coordinator. I don't think that makes any sense.
Why?
I just don't see why we wouldn't go after someone who is more reputable, has more experience, someone a bit more flashy, and, you know, because he's been known to try to get somebody that's, you know, a little low-key, you know, not really big name. I don't understand it. It worked with Ben Johnson, you know, bringing him up within the organization. But, you know, other than that,
you say it makes no sense. And Brad, in the eyes of Dan Campbell, you might be saying, this kid knows us. He knows what we like to do. He knows our offense. He knows what I want. And he can assimilate easily. That might be the part of it that does make sense. You're right, though. His resume is a little short.
Yeah, it's lacking.
So that point is well taken. More of your phone calls and feedback coming up. Are you going to eat that at 11:35? I'm sorry. Who's on top at 11:35? 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep,
Graybar does that.